10L. Well-travelled spices. Listen to the story and list the key points in English or Finnish, then summarise the text in pairs.
We are so used to having spices like black pepper and cinnamon in our cupboards that it's easy to forget that they were not always so readily available. Listen to a short lecture about pepper in the series Food and Travel.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Last week we looked at how eating oranges and lemons saved the lives of thousands of sailors on those long sea journeys. This week we'll take a look at the history of pepper, one of the world's best traveled spices. Next time you go to the supermarket, do spend a minute or so in front of the spice shelves. Take a look at the black pepper. Not very expensive, is it? It's hard to imagine that there was a time when those humble black peppercorns were as expensive as gold, and that it was even used as currency. Peppercorns have been in use for a long, long time. In India, they have been used since prehistoric times. The Egyptians used them as part of the mummification process. Peppercorns were found stuffed inside the nose of Ramses II, for example. The ancient Greeks used pepper in their cooking, and so did the Romans. For more than 2,000 years, Europeans would walk, ride and sail halfway across the world to get it. Now, as you probably know, pepper grows naturally in India. And back in the Middle Ages, the overland trek from the bazaars of the East to the kitchens of the West was long and dangerous. First, the pepper was traded at the Indian markets. Then it was loaded onto mules or pack horses and carried up into the foothills of Pakistan, into Afghanistan, through Iran, Iraq, and Syria, and finally via Turkey into Europe. As you can imagine, a long journey like this, past robbers and petty thieves and many middlemen who each demanded their cut, was a very risky business. But the pepper was so valuable that the long journey and all the risks were worth it. By the time the bags arrived in Europe, those peppercorns would cost an arm and a leg. Now, a ship, ladies and gentlemen, a ship could carry a lot more peppercorns, and soon countries all over Europe were racing to find a sea route to India and those fabulously rich spice markets. But this spice race across the oceans had some unintended consequences that changed the world forever. For example, their journey around the southern point of Africa brought Europeans to the Cape of Good Hope, where they settled. Searching for a way to India by sailing west around the world, Christopher Columbus accidentally arrived in the Americas. Again, the Europeans settled. For the local people, the uninvited arrival of the Europeans in what is now South Africa and the United States had terrible consequences. And of course, once they arrived in India, the home of the peppercorn, it was not long before the British colonized the entire country, again with rather unpleasant consequences for the local people. So, the next time you reach for the pepper mill, think of the long journey through time and space that those peppercorns have travelled. Well, perhaps not those exact peppercorns, of course, but you know what I mean. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes today's class. You will find the essay topics on the website.